two books.
Which book is this again?
It's called Sefer HaKashrus.
And who wrote it?
Fuchs.
And
Fuchs.
When did he write it?
I don't know. About 12 years ago.
Fuchs.
Fuchs.
Fuchs is Fuchs.
Yeah?
Okay. And it's just on Kashrus.
It's just on Kashrus, everything. From everything. What happens in the kitchen, in this situation, that situation. Kashrus, like, in places, if you go to a hotel, if you go to everything. Shmita. Everything.
Oh, that I gotta cover. You're coming up to Shmita.
Exactly.
And what about bugs?
That's why I wanna learn Kashrus. It's also very important because we eat, every day we eat, almost. Besides Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. We eat. A few fasts. By the way, next Friday is a fast. Sarah Batavis.
Friday?
Yeah. Sarah Batavis is the only fast that could be on Friday.
What is?
The 10th of Tavis. And so Abnasan Ziyotzek, what?
You can fast
on Friday? Of course. Abnasan Breslev, he was Nifta on Friday. Like this year, the same way it comes out this year, that's it. That's how it is. Anyways. So, what?
It's a short day.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's very easy to fast on that on Friday. Yeah, it's amazing. You get up, what, at 5:30, at 6? By 6 o'clock, you're eating again. It's not a big deal. 12 hours, but. So, it's the winter, and Baruch Hashem is raining. Ah.
Is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining. A little bit. Oh, it just started raining again.
I didn't expect it to rain, given all the Balagan that's going outside with the politics and everything.
Uh-huh. But Hashem loves us, you see? He gives us rain. And up north, it was raining a lot.
Does Hashem love the politicians?
He loves every Jew, but Hashem ever wants a Jew. And up north, it's raining nicely. It rained a lot already. I was told, I spoke to someone who was there. So everyone knows that if you eat unhealthy, it affects your body, right? If you eat unhealthy, it affects our body. Someone drinks a lot of caffeine, causes all kinds of damage to his body. A lot of sugar, but the damage. A little bit, okay, the body can deal with it, throws it out. But the last.
Moderation.
Huh?
Moderation is called.
What is that? Moderation. Yeah, right, exactly. Even if you're not eating so healthy, if you're not eating a lot, it's not going to cause you so much damage. If you eat. And also, in spirituality, if someone eats not kosher, it affects his spiritual status. You can eat very healthy. Fruits and vegetables, organic. But if it's not meiser, he's affecting his neshama. Yeah, we have to know this. Okay? Yeah. If Hashem told us that certain foods that we should eat.
What about Rabbanut? For a presentation.
What are we talking about? 1 second. Let's start the book. Talk about kashrus and all kinds of things. Okay? First, let's talk a little bit of introduction. Kashrus, what kashrus is. So we said kashrus, if someone, everything we eat becomes part of us, becomes part of our blood, part of our system, goes to our brain, goes to our heart, and it becomes part of us. So if it's something spiritually not healthy, right, it causes damage. It could be organic fruits and vegetables. If it's Shemitah year, and it was sold to you, if it wasn't meiser, it's tevel, it causes damage. Okay? Everything which we eat, if it's not halachically qualified to eat, you're not allowed to eat it.
You feel,
yes.
Yes.
It says b'feirush. It says v'nitmetem bam. Don't eat all these things, the Torah says, because you'll become contaminated. Chazal said, "Al tikre v'nitmetem el v'nitamtem." Don't read v'nitmesem. Read v'nitamtem. What does v'nitamtem mean? A blockage. Your heart will be blocked. You won't have a heart anymore. You won't feel Hashem anymore.
Or worse. Your heart will be literally blocked.
Your heart is.
Listen to how it was when you eat. After how you can see that you eat in holiness.
Yeah, that's a different thing. No, also kashrus and also how you eat. Okay, fine. Okay, mod chashuv. Which has to do with the food, has to do with the vessels we're using, right? It's only bothering me.
Just food all the morning. So,
a little bit.
Can
you turn all of these off? Try to, yeah. Try to take it out. Oh, shit. It's okay, yeah? You guys don't mind? I'm reading. I can see okay, more or less, yeah. Okay. Also, we have to know if someone, he's careful for his kashrus, for everything, he realizes this, he tries to eat the best, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. That he won't come, Takala won't come to them.
Sorry.
If someone, he always guards his kashrus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. Protect his kashrus.
You protect his kashrus.
Yeah, that is. Actually, you will eat kosher. I can tell you, my wife is very machpid about the amount of bugs in the food. Very machpid. And she's the one who always, well, she's the one who usually cooks in the house, more than me. Right? She's the one who always, if there is bugs, she's the one who finds them when she checks, not me. Because she's too careful. She's careful to see, to check. Therefore, this is, Kadosh Baruch Hu will never give her to fall in it. Okay? If someone machpid on something, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give siyas nishmaya, that he won't fall in it. So, now we'll talk about Hiksherim and Ashgacha and what you asked. We'll talk a little bit in general. It's all in general here. Right now. It says in the Pasuk Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yedah Davara. Someone who keeps a mitzvah, he won't know any bad. And Lo Yedah Davara. Al Ken, Kol HaMakpid Al Achila Kshera, Eino Machnis Lefiv Mazon Shein Alav Hiksher. Therefore, anyone who's strict about eating kosher, we all are, Baruch Hashem. Okay? He watches that he won't put anything in his mouth without a heksher. What does that mean without a heksher? Either there's a signature on it, or if he goes to a place where it's ready-made food or open food, there's a tuda, right? There's a certification. Certification goes? Yeah, that it's kosher. Yeah, that.
What does that certification mean? It means
there's someone there that is Yirei Shamayim. And he doesn't get paid by the owner of the store, he gets paid from someone else. Right? And that doesn't depend on this guy. Right? And he comes and he makes sure where it came from and what, how is it made and what happened there.
He's in charge. Or
if it's a miser, Ola, all these things, yeah.
The whole bunch of things that it includes.
Yeah. Depends what we're talking about, but yeah. Everything. If it's shalchet, so there's a mashgiach there.
Not that it's healthy or not. Though.
No, they don't care about that. No. That you have to care about yourself. Unfortunately,
spiritual,
not yet.
Spiritual health.
Only spiritual health. Unfortunately, they didn't combine the two, even though they're combined 100%.
Well, some do know food safety. I was trained in food safety because I was certified by the federal government, or actually state government. And I became a mashgiach.
But only through, also the state has to approve you. Approved you.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was a different program.
Okay. Right? Good. In our generation, he says here, a lot of people want to eat a good heksher. A lot of places have good heksher. A lot of bakeries and all kinds of things like that, right? Hotels. It's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a big work. It's a big
industry.
Big industry, this whole kashrus thing. Very big. Very big. A lot of people. And there's the Rabbanut that wants that all the Jews will be kosher, so they make it minimum, but kosher. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so this is the first thing when someone buys, how to buy food, okay? Aleph, first thing. Chovat midit alakonim mozarei mazon kosher. להיזהר ולהזיר גדולים על הקטנים, לקנות אך ורק מוצרים ומסומנים לגביהם בהקשר מוסמך מוכר. Yeah, a person, he has to know everything food you buy has to have a signature on it, something that says that it's kosher, something which people know that it's kosher, right? If you have a people think it's the OR or whatever, it's not Hechsher, it's something else, and a lot of the things mean something else. Yeah, the person has to know that it's a thing that with a real kashrus on it, and not that if you go into a store and it says on the sign Hakol be'echsher abadat, and there's no teuda and no this. Maybe no, but how could I know? You can't buy such a place. It has to be a real teuda, a real.
It has to be on the wall. You have to be able to see it. Right? You have to display it.
He's supposed to. Yeah.
Can't be in a drawer.
You can also put it in a drawer if you want. Why would he do that?
Doesn't there a law that has to be on display?
Maybe according to the state there's a law, and according to the Torah, I don't think so.
Just ask, I don't know.
No.
I mean, where would you normally find it? I mean, it's a valid question for me, because I have a hard time saying.
You can ask him, where's the Tudat Hechsher? And he'll tell you where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to see it.
Oh, ask him the recent date also.
Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah? You don't trust a guy, right? Unless it's someone like you know him, right? Let's say Ezra opens a falafel shop, and right now his Hechsher didn't go to make the update it again. I can't eat there. Why? Because I know Ezra very well. I will eat in his house. I trust him. Right? But otherwise, if you don't know who exactly we're talking about, just because he has a kippah on his head or whatever, doesn't mean the place is kosher. Not at all. Right? Or there's pictures of Baba Sali on the wall, so it's kosher. No. So the Hechsher on the food. Baba Sali is the holy, and the Hechsher could be not kosher.
So if you're going to the shuk for fruits and vegetables,
you have to have an Hechsher.
So like, where would you find the Hechsher?
They always have a big thing. Ask them, where's the Tudah?
If you don't see it, ask them.
If you don't see it, ask them. It's not embarrassing to ask. I ask a lot of times when I go to places. And if I go to a place and they don't have there's a Mashgiach, where's the Mashgiach? I want to talk to the Mashgiach. Okay? And if you don't know, right? You can go to, if there's a local rub you know in the area, you call, what about this place, what about that place? And then we went to Amsterdam. I don't know what's good in Madrid. I asked a rub who lives there. He says, here you could eat, here you don't eat, here this. I have no idea. To know this thing, you have to ask. Okay. That's regarding buying food like that. What about going to restaurants, going to hotels, going to like an affair, a wedding, or whatever, right? You have to know that there's a mashgiach there. Not only there's a mashgiach there, there's a tudat hechsher, tudah over there. You have to know the mashgiach is there, right? You never trust that. Oh, there's a people of black hats eating here. Doesn't mean anything. You have to know that there's a mashgiach there. If you don't know there's a mashgiach there, if you don't know what the hechsher. Can't go. My uncle was getting married, right, in Beit Shemesh a few months ago. I called the place and I asked him, what's the hechsher? He said, oh, each night we have a different hechsher because it depends who caterer is what. I said, okay, so which tonight? The tonight, is this the hechsher? Is the mashgiach? Well, is there all the time when they're preparing the food? I said, great. And when I went there, I saw that we were there. I don't get it. He told me what hechsher it is. Who's the mashgiach? Beautiful. If the whole, take it separate from the catering. You have to call, go into the kitchen, don't be embarrassed. My brother got married in Kibbutz Ramat Rachel. I spoke to the Mashgiach personally, me and my father. I made sure he'll be there. Make sure you're there, when they're cooking, yeah, good, everything.
What if there's no Hechsher and no Mashgiach?
You don't need.
And the mother-in-law is doing the catering.
The mother-in-law, depends if you can trust her.
She's making the food?
Right, and I don't know what, she's in LA and I have no idea what her standards are.
So how could you eat?
Exactly.
Maybe she doesn't know the halacha. Maybe she does know, I have no idea.
Exactly.
You have to know what she knows.
I don't know.
You call her.
So what I did was, the only thing I ate was coffee, and pre-made rolls.
From the shop?
Danishes.
We have to know also how to be halakhically strict and also how to be fine with people. We don't have to hurt anyone because the balance. No one has to know anything if you don't need it. Not eating. So, if someone decides not to eat in a certain place, it doesn't mean he doesn't trust the Rav there. It means he's machmir himself. Other people can eat there. He's machmir himself not to eat. Fine. Doesn't mean other people can't eat there. Okay? Yeah. I can't not to bring the shame, not to bring to sin'an, not to bring himself to sin'an. If someone goes to someone's house. Okay? Here. Even when you go to relatives, you go to parents, you go to the people, right? You have to, if the place you don't, you're not sure what they're doing, what they're not, you have to call a Rav who knows what kashrus is and ask him, what should I do? Call him up. How do I act? Many times people go to weddings here, people go to family, they don't know what to eat, what not to eat. You have to ask a Rav. Maybe there are things I could eat, there are things I can't eat. I don't know. You have to know. You have to ask about such a situation. Okay.
I was at a bar mitzvah about a month ago. There was one little black hat guy there, and all he was eating was he took a pizza. The whole thing. I thought he had a pizza. I don't know if he drank it. Maybe he drank.
That's a Yudis.
And. Now, I didn't call ahead of time, so I didn't know what the texture was. So, you can't really ask somebody.
No, you have to go to the kitchen.
Once you're there, you can't really ask.
If there's a kitchen, there you go to the kitchen.
It was all catered.
Okay, there's a guy who brought the catering.
Yeah, the caterer.
Yeah. Don't be embarrassed. Not embarrassed at that.
What if you're at a kiddush and they're serving prepackaged stuff like bombas and things like that?
That's kosher. All the bombas here have a good hash. No bamba in this country with no good hash.
So snacks are fine?
If they have a good hash.
Okay.
Not all snacks have a good hash. If the package has a good hash, you can eat it. If you don't know.
I mean, I don't see the package. I don't know what it is. I'm just assuming it's a bamba or whatever. Or pretzels.
No, pretzels in this country are badas.
Okay.
Yeah? Bamba in this country is all good hashem. But if there's crackers and stuff, some of them are good hashem, some of them are not good hashem. Usually they are, but I don't know. Ask someone to tell you what this is. Okay, if someone has... let's say he got in the yeshiva, they gave stuff... Which is not such a good action. I remember once in the yeshiva, for Pesach, they gave certain stuff to everyone, a very good action. And then there was boxes that someone donated, which not everything was a good action, but they gave us, but they told us, listen, look, it's not really what we eat. So could I give it on to someone who eats these extras? Yes, 100%. If you don't eat it, because you don't eat rabbanut, but your neighbor is not so religious, so he doesn't care so much, and he eats rabbanut, so give it to him. But if you eat a certain reksha, I eat Rav Avadia's reksha also. And my brother-in-law comes to my house, and he doesn't eat that reksha. I'm not supposed to give him to eat that reksha. Because he doesn't eat that. He eats only Landa or whatever. But that. So I can't give him to eat something which we won't eat. Okay? Chashuv.
So if you're cooking for him, I invite my son over for Shabbos. I have to ask him what heksher he goes by?
If you know he holds differently than you. If you know that he eats only this meat or this chicken. Unless he asks you. If he doesn't care, I guess he trusts what you buy. I don't know.
Well,
if you tell him ahead of time, I'm cooking this, is this okay? Will you eat it?
Yeah. My aunt, they don't eat, they eat some rabbanut also something. So before we come, she calls me, do you eat this hechsher, that hechsher, whatever they eat?
Yeah.
I tell her what I eat, and she buys.
I have a basic question to behind on this subject. What exactly, I'm assuming I know what a hechsher is, just a different company that says it's kosher. I don't really understand.
Hefsher, we said it before you walked in, is either if it's a packaged thing, there's a stamp, a known stamp on it,
okay,
which says that the food was made in a kosher way, or if it's like a hotel or stuff like that, there is both a certification that the place is supervised, and there's a mashgiach there which takes care of the place. That means it has a hechsher.
But why would someone prefer one hechsher over another? They just have read about it, they feel that's comfortable for them.
Either, this usually it's the strictness.
Okay.
Usually it's strictness. Sometimes it's politics. Should be also allowed to have politics. So it's politics or is it the strictness?
So it's strict.
Better
actually
cost more money.
Yes. Better actually cost. Yeah, of course they have to. The mashgiach has to be there more. Cost more. If someone bought some food, and then he saw that it had no hefsha on it. Someone gave me food, some candies from America with no hefsha. Relative came. They don't keep so kosher so much. Not so religious. You let it to a goy, but and when you let it sell it to a goy, you let it throw in the garbage as well. There's no baltashkes. No baltashkes. If it's not kosher, it's not food. It's like taking Coca-Cola and throwing it down the drain. It's baltashkes. No. So it's take if something you take it's spiritually not kosher, you let it throw it down the drain.
Okay, question on that. There's a hot chocolate brand, which I don't know the name of. One day it has dots on it. The next run, no hexagon. What do I do?
You don't need it.
So I search for the packages that have the dots on it.
How can it be that sometimes it has to have something on it?
I don't know.
I never visit a weird thing. Tell me the brand and I'll find out.
It's with two kids on it.
I have no idea. I don't know the.
Yes.
No, there's it's two types.
Yeah.
The same company, which
right.
Some of them are Megadim and Badat, and some of them are just Rabbanut. You have to look for what the Badat's on it. It's not just the outside package.
Okay.
So look, see the hefsher.
Right, because that's what I always do. And so I just simply get the ones with the Badat's
so
on it.
Badat, not the picture. The picture doesn't mean anything. The Badat.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The logo, the Badat's logo.
Yeah, the logo, exactly. Okay. Okay. Food that is kosher and was transferred by someone who doesn't keep kashrus, you can trust it that he didn't swap. Okay? Unless it was sent by someone who we're afraid he might have swapped it around. He put not kosher stuff instead. And we'll talk about it later in more detail. When can you trust, when can't you trust. In general, you transfer the food, you can trust it that what does it come in handy? If you have a food, and I hire a taxi to bring it to my baby's house. A platter of food. And it doesn't look so religious. I don't know what he keeps, what he not. I put it in the back seat. My baby can eat it. Doesn't have to worry that it's not kosher. Well, he probably didn't swap around my food. Okay. Now, the whole kosher industry is very big. It's very complicated. The basic idea is, that it has to be. We have to work together with the place which is getting the kashrus. If the place which is getting the kashrus is hiding things from the kashrus and just from the people in charge, which happens a lot of times, they can't work. And the kashrus will be taken away from them. Part of the things that the kashrus usually, if it's a good hefsher, tells me one arg hefsher, you have to let us go into the freezer, go into the fridge, you have to see the list of where you got the food from, all these things. Otherwise, you won't get our kashrus.
Not only that, but you have to have control of the freezer and the refrigerator, and you have to tape it with the signature so that they know if it's been broken into in the morning.
So you see that there's a complicated stuff. It starts with, first of all, on top, there has to be every kashrus organization has a rav on top, which is a genius in kashrus. He knows everything has to do with kashrus. What needs to have? Everything has to have. Every problem, serious problem, comes to him. He paskins and everything has to do with kashrus. Under him is little rabbis, right? And under them there's mashgichim in every place, right? Like Rav Ohad, he's not a head of a kashrus organization, but he's a little rabbi. He's head of a whole area in Israel of kashrus. That's why I ask him questions all the time. I ask him about the book also, about the fish that they gave in yeshiva today, regarding worms. He said they're good, 100%, no problem.
They gave out fish today?
Yeah, didn't they?
No, I didn't know anybody.
They gave out fish downstairs. We probably still have.
Did he give out?
Fish. You didn't take one? Oh, yeah, yeah, he took.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Are they still doing it?
I don't know. Anyways. Okay. Okay, a tuda, if you go to a place and there's tuda kashrut, and there's no date on it, or the date is expired, you can't buy there. Asur. It's eating not kosher, as if there's no tuda. It doesn't make a difference if yesterday had a tuda. If today the tuda is not valid, so the place is tuda
reaction. It has to have today's tuda?
No, it has to have until when.
What?
Until when is it valid? Meaning, usually they write the half a year they give. They give you from Pesach to Tishrei, from Tishrei to Pesach. That's usually how it works. To see the place, Ad. And has to have the name of the Rav. Who's the Rav? Who's in charge of this specific store? There's a store near my house. They wrote that they have a Hechsher of Agudat Yisrael. It's a good Hechsher. And I buy their fruits and vegetables. Fine. But I didn't trust so much. I don't know. I liked them very much. I didn't know if to trust the people who were working in the store, right? The mashgiach is great. He comes, he does the kashrus, and he goes home. Maybe then they bring other fruits and vegetables, and without meiser, how could I know? So I call the mashgiach. I call the store, and I said, "Who's your mashgiach? Listen, this. Can I have his phone number? Of course. They gave me his phone number. I spoke to him. I let Rav Ohad speak with him, and Rav Ohad told me you could trust him 100%." Sometimes, why? Because sometimes they bring stuff in the afternoon, and every time they call them a shgiach. So they're afraid. And he sees if there's anything new that they didn't announce about. So they're afraid. Right? So you could trust it. So I know I could trust it. But you see, not to be oblivious, that there's a sign, even if there's a sign of kashrus. Who's the mashgiach? What's his name? I asked the mashgiach, you eat there? You buy? He said, yeah, every day I do the meister. Every time he brings food, I do the meister. And I buy the fruit. So then I know, okay, if someone is a mashgiach in a place, and he won't eat the hechsher, he won't eat that, he shouldn't be a mashgiach of the place. Bring someone else, he will eat the food. You shouldn't be a mashgiach in a place, right, where you don't trust the hechsher. If you don't trust the hechsher, don't give him a hechsher. Don't work for them. I asked Rav Ohad, he's the head, right? I asked him, there's a few places which are Rabbanut. It's a small Rabbanut, it's not like Yerushalayim or something big like that. It's small in Binyamin. And I asked him, there's a certain bakery which has their Rabbanut, and he's in charge, a supervisor. He's not just someone who's given, he's hired. Where can I eat? He said, there you can eat. I know the people there, I know the Mashgiach, it's 100%. There, don't eat. There, they make problems. There, he told me exactly. Because he's not the Mashgiach, he's above the Mashgiach. He knows exactly where you can trust, where you can't trust. In the place where he's in charge. So you have to know it's not a joke. You have to know the halachot. Okay. If there's a store, or hotel, or a place which they serve their not kosher food, you're not allowed to buy there even the hajjim food. You can't buy there a Coca-Cola.
You can sell both.
Yeah, they're selling that kosher. They sell pork, okay? Chas v'shalom. You can sell shrimps, whatever they sell. And you want to buy there, you sell a bottle of water. You can't go there and buy a bottle of water. With the hechsher badatz. Unless you're dying for thirst, okay, fine. Put on a cap on your head, they don't see you keep on walking. But
more time?
Huh?
More time?
Why? Because
you walk in there and think.
Yeah. Because Marisain, other reasons. But if you shalat chak and you have to eat, you have to go in.
That's something else.
Huh?
That's
yeah, if someone needs, now you buy something packaged, it's fine. In America, it's not just a big problem. Because in all the 7-Elevens, it's without a hechsher. A lot of kosher products there. No one will think that you're eating there something not kosher. But here, no, it's like
McDonald's also.
McDonald's a big issue.
I've also been about like 80 of them are not, but there's like maybe 20% are okay.
McDonald's generally shouldn't
be under the
what is Hanukkah?
So in Eretz Yisrael, that rule applies to Eretz Yisrael, not in the States. And if someone goes 7-Eleven, you're allowed to buy something kosher.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I was once in Ashdod in a big supermarket, Russian supermarket.
Okay.
Shrimps.
Oh, really?
Salami, different salami, never seen my life so much.
Pork. Not kosher. You can't buy there anything.
It was patat sticks too.
Yeah, so you shouldn't go buy them.
No, not believe all the kosher signs for the health.
But in Argentina, when I was there, I asked them where I want to buy meat. I want to make the. So they told me, listen, this store has a kosher refrigerator. So no problem. Everyone knows that. Yeah, they have a refrigerator, which only kosher meat with a good hechsher and everything. So I know I can go there. Everyone knows that if a yid like me went inside with a hat and jacket or whatever I wore then, I remember already. Right? So, of course, no one knows that I'm not buying the pork and I'm not buying not kosher stuff.
Yeah, but the same store was selling pork?
Yeah.
And you just said we couldn't go into that.
I said there's a difference, right? You know, it's a side or in a Jewish place than in a Goyish place. In a Goyish place, right? No one knows, everyone knows I'm not going in to buy now Zen. But if you go into a store in the Shuk where other Jews are walking around, they might think it's kosher. Right? So they might go and eat.
So you really have to be careful and look for the hechsher.
Yeah, there was a store in the Shuk that sold the not kosher product, but they had a big sign inside, Lo Kasher. Hmm. They were honest, they're Russians. They were honest. They wrote Lo Kasher, people should know. If you care for kashers, don't buy by us. Honesty.
Okay, there's a place on Agrippa that sells imported items. Some things are kosher, some things are not kosher. Can you buy kitchenware there?
Preferably not to enter the store.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. A store. Yeah, but if you're like in a where was I? Whatever, in airports or whatever. Right, and you want to buy yourself a drink or whatever, a beer or whatever you are in the store, in the place, in the thing, it's not a problem. No, can I buy you? Shouldn't sit there in the place where there's a not kosher. You buy yourself a bottle of water. Go sit there somewhere else. Don't sit there in the not kosher place. Okay.
This is anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a place where they sell like food and stuff,
right.
And people might think you're eating there, you shouldn't sit there.
Okay.
Okay. A store or restaurant or hotel, which is Bechal Shabbos, they sell things, they do things, yeah. Also, you shouldn't eat there. Even during the week. Why? Can't trust them. I don't know what they did with it. Even if their products are all kosher. Not talking about if you cooked on Shabbos. If you cook on Shabbos, you know the halacha. Vessels for pots and stuff which you cooked with them on Shabbos, they're not kosher anymore. The pot's not kosher anymore. You have to take it and put it in the hot water, in a gala. Right? You know this? Right? It's not kosher. Not talking about that. I'm talking about the place doesn't keep Shabbos. The place is Bechal Shabbos. Okay. If they're going, not a problem.
No, they're Jews.
Right. The Jews place shouldn't bother even during the week. Unless it's Shabbat Chag, it's the only store around, and you must have your cigarettes, and it's midnight, so then I go there and buy yourself cigarettes, but I don't recommend it. Right, or I need diapers now, that's the only store around open. So you go buy diapers, no, seda. But Chachila, you don't go and buy, or you go to the Gan Chayot, the Jerusalem Zoo. They're open on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, they're open. So even if you went, it's not a good thing to go there because they're chashas. But let's say you're allowed to. So you went. At least don't buy their stuff that they sell it. But if the kids are making you crazy and they really want it, so, could be leaning about. Yeah. Another thing is, there's an Indian to be strict about. People, they cooked in the place, so they don't wash their hands, they're Jews, they don't wash their hands in the morning. There's tumah on the hands. But there's an end to be strict. You could also be lenient there. Why? Avadia writes that most people wash their hands and their face in the morning when they get up. So there's less, even if they didn't wash it like that, six times like we do it, it's less tumah. Less tumah on the hands.
Is tumah
going? Jews. Yeah. Jews. I said Jews, not going. No tumah by going. Only with this dusha there's tumah. There's no douche, there's no tumah.
Yes.
Okay? Everyone understood what I said? Okay. When we were in Chile, and guys used to come and help us cook and everything, I made them all wash their hands and say, Shaki Shana, that's an Anka Dayan. Not for bread, for cooking.
Jews.
Jews, of course, Jews. I told them, now you're pure, every morning you should do this and everything. They didn't care, they loved it. Okay.
247.
Okay, one more halacha. A woman which knows kashrus, women we can trust for kashrus, right? We can trust for kashrus. A lot of stuff we don't trust the women to paskin, not because they don't know the halachas, because they use emotions. Women are more emotional than men. Because they're more emotional, it's hard to give them to testify or to give them to judge. But for kashrus, you trust women. So if there's a woman who works for kashrus, like I trust my wife, she's in the kitchen all day, right? Whenever she is, she's in the kitchen. She has a problem, she doesn't know, she calls me, she calls her up. She knows how, yeah, women, we can trust her for kashrus. Also, a woman who's working in a restaurant, you could trust her for kashrus. If she knows the halacha, you trust her for kashrus. Okay, that's the last halacha. The place has to have a hechsher, not to just trust her. The place has to have a hechsher, and she's the mashgiach, no problem. A woman can be a mashgiach kashrus. Okay? Good. And as a chef, tomorrow, we'll continue a little bit more. It's an interesting topic.